Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of Model Context Protocol, or MCP, and why it's causing such a buzz.
MCP sounds cryptic. Break it down for me. What's all the excitement about?
Think of MCP as a universal translator for your AI. It lets AI assistants like Claude tap into anything, databases, apps, even your Blender software. No more custom coding for every single tool.
Whoa, so like a plug-in system for AI.
Exactly. Imagine asking your AI to design a futuristic city, and it automatically generates a 3D model in Blender. That's MCP in action. We've seen amazing examples already. Remember that 21st Dev plugin?
Vaguely, refresh my memory.
It uses MCP to link AI to a powerful component library for front-end development, instant access to real-time data, and streamlined design. Crazy powerful stuff.
I'm starting to see the potential. This could revolutionize workflows.
Absolutely. It's about boosting efficiency, security, and scalability. And the best part? Anthropic made MCP open source.
Open source is always good news. So how do we get started with this magical MCP?
Well, there are different AI agents that support MCP, like Windsurf, Cursor, and my personal favorite, Klein. Each has its own way of integrating with MCP servers. Windsurf uses a settings tab, Cursor has its own configurations, but Klein is where it's at.
Klein, why Klein?
Klein has a dedicated marketplace packed with ready-made MCP server templates. No more fiddling with config files. Need browser automation? Bam! Database connection? Done. It's a game changer, especially for those of us who aren't hardcore coders.
So Klein simplifies the process of setting up and using MCP servers? I see. Interesting.
Precisely. And get this, you can even install Klein for free through VS Code's marketplace. Plus, you can use the Copilot API key for free, although there's a monthly limit. Did I mention Klein can even create custom MCP servers for you?
No, you didn't. How does that work?
Just give it a prompt. For example, I told Klein to create an MCP server to access the Node.js documentation. It installed everything, created the necessary tools, and boom, I could query the docs directly through Klein. I even asked it to show me the FS module documentation, and it delivered perfectly.
This sounds almost too good to be true. What other cool MCP servers are out there?
Well, there's Puppeteer for browser automation. I used it to find my most popular YouTube video, which, by the way,
Hold on. Let's stick to MCP for now. What about databases? Can MCP handle those?
You bet. Supabase is a fantastic MCP server that makes database interaction a breeze. No complex queries needed. You can ask your AI to add data, generate reports, even analyze the database, all in plain English.
This MCP truly sounds like a game changer for anyone working with AI. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Huge props to the Anthropic team and the Klein developers for making this technology accessible. MCP is revolutionizing how we interact with AI, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. A big thank you to our listeners. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into Model Context Protocol. Until next time, goodbye from Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.